If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
We're here.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Corner Podcast. Kel Dansby here with the old man Andreas Hale, coming at you guys from Blue Art Studios in the Wynn Resort in Vegas. Shout out to everyone in the booth. My man Nick holding it down as always. Today, more pro wrestling talk. You know, boxing actually gave us some news in the past day, but we'll make sure we couple all that, put it together, have one stacked boxing show next week. Hopefully, already this week, you guys checked out our AEW show, mixed with a little bit of TNA that we just dropped earlier in the week. Also, we had a great MMA show talking about Ilia Topuria's big win at UFC 298. So tons of content out there for you. Patreon is all updated. Shout out to everyone over there. Still getting Patreon members every single day. If you guys haven't subscribed to us on Patreon, what are you waiting for? This week's episode, this one, fire. We did an all hip-hop episode, and we went deep into the archives. We went into the bag. We talk some real good hip hop talk. If you guys missed that one, you're going to see these clips and kick yourself. So if you ain't on Patreon, I don't know what to tell you. $5 for the regular tier. Corner Club OGs, $10. Next week, we're recording the first Corner Club and Friends show that's going to come out on all platforms. So that's going to be really dope. So you guys don't want to miss it. Corner Patreon is where it's at right now. We got the Discord. Everything is popping. Thank you to everyone that's already on there. If you ain't, hurry up. It's heating up right now. So that's really fun. Me and Dre hitting our stride on those Patreon shows. So that's really cool. But today it's all about Elimination Chamber, Dre. We saved it. Putting this out ASAP because we only got like 24 hours for all these previews. And if someone listens to this on Sunday, then you'll just laugh at us to see what we got wrong.
Yep.
Because we're going through the entire show. It's not a lot of matches. And I think, you know, at this point with trips, we're not going to see loaded cards with just about a bunch of fluff. It's these cards are going to be really tight, really neat, 4 to 5 matches, kind of like we had in NXT.
Well, I mean, it's Elimination Chamber is a long match.
Because
you got to time the entrances and you got to eliminate people. It's a long. Those two matches are going to be really long. So they're going to eat up a huge chunk of the time, which is still, I was surprised that they didn't. And I don't know if this is a mistake, but I thought they should have done Gunther versus Jey Uso at Elimination Chamber to set up, because they set up the Jimmy feud.
Yeah.
I thought they should have did it there. But then again, the Bloodline was there because they interfered in Cody's match too. So maybe they were just like, it's not enough time.
I remember a couple months ago, the thing with Gunther was he can't get his visa for everywhere.
Right.
So he couldn't work, Riyadh or wherever they went last time for the Saudi bag. So I don't know where he stands currently because they also have Paris coming up after Mania. But I feel like that's UK, so he's probably good over there. It's more of so like if it's not UK, if it's not US, you're kind of hurting in terms of where he can go. So it's like, yo, we got to do this on Raw. Because yeah, I don't think the man could travel still. So I get that one. And I know they're going to Germany later in the year. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff where I'm sure they'll get it figured out. Not sure if that's figured out yet. I would have liked one more match on here, though. I think there's enough stuff going on, enough feuds. I do like that we did get them finally finally going to start building to the Uus versus Uus feud at WrestleMania. Because I was, at this point, I was like, I don't know how they're going to get there. It might just have to be Jay versus Gunther.
No, it was always going to be Jay versus Jimmy.
Yeah.
We just had to wait for that interference, and it happened. So
yeah,
now we're off.
It would have made a little bit more sense because a pay-per-view, like both brands could be on it. This one, he was like, fuck it, I'm going to just show up on Raw and cost.
Yeah.
But that's going to be really fun coming down the stretch. And now we're starting to see like the different sections of feuds. But I think both of these Elimination Chamber matches will be good. And then the matches we get outside of them should be pretty good too if they get enough time. And that's all we can ask for. So real quick, Judgment Day, Finn and Priest versus New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I like the rebrand of Pete Dunne, back to Pete Dunne.
Thank God.
Him and Tyler Bate. It's just, I understand you want the Judgment Day on Mania. They're not going for either main title. The tag team titles might be the easiest way to keep them on the show, but it's time for someone else to hold the tag team
title. It's time for them to drop these titles.
I need it. And the way they've been doing R-Truth, it makes me feel like, spoiler alert, that they're going to win this and R-Truth is going to get the titles up off them and maybe give Truth and Miz a Mania moment with these tag team titles and have him finally pin Priest. That just seems like some Mania, like, hey, happy-go-lucky shit to do. But if anything, split the titles, man. Like, just, this should have been for one set of titles because Dunne and Bate are on SmackDown. So just, no need to be undisputed champions. Yo, we're putting up the SmackDown championships there, and Truth and Miz could have went for the Raw championships at Mania, and everything would have been fine.
Yeah, they ain't doing that. I want Dunne and Bate to win. I think we got to get the title. To be honest, Judgment Day's run its course. It's time.
They've moved Rhea a little further away.
Well, Rhea is, she's a babyface.
Yeah.
And no matter how many ways you slice it, she's the biggest star in that group. Yeah. And
easily.
Like, it should all come to a head at WrestleMania with R-Truth. I don't want the Miz involved. I know it's cute and all, but I hate the Miz as a babyface. I really do. I'm not a, he's such a better heel than he is a babyface.
Truth is a breath of fresh air.
He is.
For the Judgment Day, they needed it. Like
they needed it. But all that being said, I want the Judgment Day to lose the titles because I feel like the way to fix this tag division is to use the tag teams. Like Dunne and Bate are a great tag team.
Yeah, but use the Profits.
DIY. Like, I'm all for getting everybody at WrestleMania in a ladder match for the tag titles. I don't care because I feel like even Alpha Academy can work a tremendous match, but you have to get them all on the same show.
Yep.
Like, I hate, you mentioned Street Profits. I hate what they're doing with the Street Profits. I hate being with Bobby Lashley. I think it's the worst thing for him.
I thought it looked good at first, but it's just not working. Yeah,
Bobby Lashley's not a mouthpiece for anybody.
No, and he's not a heel right now. He's kind of a baby face again.
It's bad. It's all of it is bad. It mutes Montez Ford, who, when the fuck is the solo run coming? It seems like never. But I need these tag teams to do tag team shit. And as long as the Judgment Day of the tag titles, I don't think we get it. I probably am going to be wrong, but I'm picking Bate and Dunne because those two having the tag titles, just the idea of them working DIY in a tag match, it screams at least a 4.5-star match. At least.
Yeah.
So, but you can't do that with Priest and Balor right now.
No.
Got to get the titles off.
I agree. Again, splitting the titles, I think, is what's best for both because there's good tag teams on either side. A ladder match would be funny because, they drape, they put the titles together and they drape both up there.
It's a lot of titles.
And you stitch two, so it's two hanging and two hanging. But it'd be really fun if two groups were climbing at the same time and either one pulled down different titles. And they were just like, you guys are both champions. Get the hell back to your brands.
That's one way to do it. That's actually a perfect way to do it. But
yeah, climbing the ladder same time, punching each other, fall back with the belts. You guys are these champs, you're those champs.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Exactly.
And then next up, Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. Nia's been a lot better since she came back.
She has.
She looks really strong. She's not hurting anyone. Her promos have been better. And I think this was the perfect opponent for Rhea to just get to Mania.
Yes.
And this is a feud that meant something because for so long, they just weren't giving her a feud. It was like, whatever the guys are doing, just interfere and carry the belt. Like, this has been a really good feud. And like you said, she's the baby face in it. Because Nia damn sure ain't the baby face.
No, not at all.
But I mean, Rhea's probably going to have to be the heel heading into Mania. She's the perfect tweener right now.
She, I mean, she's working in her home country.
Yeah, she wasn't going to get booed.
Like, she might even main event this show. Like, that's how she's the star of the show.
I wouldn't mind it.
She's not going to main event. But her entrance, that reaction is going to be crazy. I interviewed about her on the at the press conference. Just the idea of going home. Mommy's coming home. Like, there's no way Nia Jax is winning this match, right? There's no way in hell. But, yeah, Rhea's going to go over, and then we'll see who she works based on the Elimination Chamber. But, come on, man. There's no chance Rhea,
no.
Rhea
loses. We're just here for the pop and for the hometown crowd to lose their shit.
Yeah.
And Rhea to break character and probably cry. Because it's just like it's one like of those huge moments. Yeah. Like, Mania's great, and she's going to Mania and is going to be a huge part of that. But in a stadium at home?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think on Chris Van Vliet's show, Bronson Reed was talking about, like, yo, Rhea used to come and watch me when I was on the Indies in Australia. And she was just a young fan in the crowd. And then she worked those briefly, and then she was in WWE at, like, 18, 19. But it's one of those things where it's just like, yo, she went from that, watching wrestling in, like, bingo halls in Australia when it was, you know, the Mighty Don't Kneel and all these people coming up and shit, even Buddy Matthew. Like, you know, there was like an Australian uprising in pro wrestling and she was watching that. And then now she gets to go home and be in front of a stadium. Just one hell of a story.
Yeah, man.
I hope they do one of those like all access, like WWE 360.
Yeah, WWE 24 or whatever.
That that'd be really fun to watch. And then we'll go Women's Elimination Chamber next. Becky, Bianca, Liv, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, Raquel Rodriguez.
First question, who gets eliminated first?
Raquel Rodriguez. She got put in last.
She got put in last.
She'll get eliminated first. She has no gimmick.
No.
She just flexes the back.
Yeah, that's it. When she won that battle royal, I was like, all right.
Just flexing the trapezius.
Yeah, I was, whatever. Shotzi got hurt. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
She needs she desperately needs a rebrand. Like, oh my God.
She needs a brand. She's never had a brand to rebrand.
I don't even know why, you know, like Hunter or somebody back there was like, you know what, this whole backflexion thing, maybe we should just stop.
Maybe. Maybe it's running.
Like, who likes this? If there's anybody listening to this podcast who was like, that Raquel Rodriguez flex back thing is dope.
Yeah. It please made me want to watch all her matches.
At me, please. At me today, tomorrow, whenever you listen to the show, at me and say this is dope.
They must really think like it's looking cool to young girls and like young kids, and like she's like a baby face and she looks like a superhero because she has all these back muscles and they look up to her.
No, I'm never serious. I need somebody to explain this. Say that.
I don't know.
Somebody guys, I get why Liv Morgan's over. I don't get why anybody should give a shit about Raquel Rodriguez.
I really don't care too much about Liv Morgan right now.
But I get why she's over. Like, I understand who she appeals to and why.
Yeah.
Raquel Rodriguez, I do not understand.
There's a little bit of a gimmick there. Yeah. With Liv Morgan.
But there's she's an underdog. She's
on
a
revenge tour.
Yeah. Yes, you know, she's fashionable. Like, I get why people attach themselves to Liv Morgan. I don't get Raquel Rodriguez at all.
Liv Morgan's getting eliminated second, by the way. This is great. I think, in my opinion, obviously, is built for Becky to win.
Yes. Mommy versus the man at WrestleMania.
Becky is going to be in there. And the last person standing with Becky is going to be Tiffany Stratton. It's Tiffy time. Like, she has it. And they are going to heat check her to the moon. And even the promo, all six of them cut this week before Bianca kind of like tore it to shreds. But Bianca's gotten way better in her promos, by the way. Like, she's been really good in ring and the gimmick has been great, but her promos have gotten better. But Tiffany Stratton, like, when her music hits, when she walks out, you're just like, oh, okay. Like, she's a star. Like, she has a different aura about her than even Liv Morgan. And then she can go.
I think, see, me and Denise Salcedo talked about this on Busted Open. Because I thought Tiffany was going to be one of the first three to get eliminated. Because I think she'll have, like, because she's not a finished product yet.
No.
Like, she's athletic, but she's not a finished product. in order for her to be in the final two with Becky, one of them has to pin Bianca. I don't see that happening. And when does Naomi lose? You just got her back. So that,
yeah,
that's why I can't see Tiffany Stratton going that deep. I do agree with the heat check. I do agree that she's going to have her moments in this match because they do need to figure out what they have with her and what she can bring to the women's division. But if you look at this, it's an elimination match, which means everybody has to be pinned. Who is pinning Bianca if it ain't Becky?
Man, I think Tiffany Stratton could pin Bianca.
I don't think
honestly,
so.
Honestly, I don't know what either is doing at Mania.
I know it'd be a horrible idea to have Bianca work Tiffany Stratton in WrestleMania.
Bianca could win.
That's what you don't want to mute Tiffany Stratton that soon. Like, if Tiffany Stratton's going
being
to
be on the card within your first 2 months, it's pretty damn good.
It is, but it's a momentum thing. And you don't want to move her too fast. You don't want to move her too slow. Like, you want to find a sweet spot for her. But
is why I'm assuming Jade isn't in this.
That's exactly why Jade's not in this. There's no you can't pin her right now. She just got here.
There's no way to work your way out of that
one. No, you can't.
Tiffany Stratton will be fine.
She loses, it's okay. And maybe it feeds into a feud, something like that. Like, I can see a number of directions, but where Bianca is right now, she's undefeated at WrestleMania. She never gets pinned. Becky pinning Bianca at the end to set this up makes sense. I don't see Tiffany Stratton lasting that long. I don't know who eliminates Naomi. Maybe it's Bianca. I don't know. But the order of how they get eliminated is like going to set up the pecking order of who's doing what at WrestleMania. If you get eliminated first, Raquel, you probably ain't working WrestleMania. If you're getting eliminated second, you're probably losing at WrestleMania. And then we figure out the rest.
Yeah. No, I think, again, we talked about this when Naomi came. I was like, the belts are kind of tied up right now, but you want to make her feel like a big deal. Her and Bianca versus Kabuki Warriors would be a fun tag team match.
Yes. Mania.
So if Bianca like pins Naomi on some, hey, we're friends, but I got you type thing. And then they talk about it on SmackDown the next week and Kabuki Warriors would beat the shit out of them. It's like, cool. Now we got to crew up.
Yeah.
Because they beat us up.
Kabuki Warriors need somebody to work at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and those are really good.
The only problem is,
how do you then lose at WrestleMania?
Yeah, you don't want the Kabuki Warriors to lose this quick.
Yeah.
I feel like
they gotta cheat and pin Naomi.
I feel like giving them a nice little run is necessary.
Yeah.
Because they're good. Yep. Right? Like, establish this tag division. The best way to do it is have a long running tag team and somebody giving chase.
And they can't drop all the belts in one night because we know that Bayley's winning. So
we assume it. I don't know if Bayley's winning.
Ooh. Like super Cody Rhodes, like super babyface Bayley?
Yeah. They've managed to navigate their way out of this Bayley's like the babyface. I still think it's stupid. Like, Bayley was the dick. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, they're talking shit about me. I learned Japanese. And everybody's like, hooray, Bayley. I was like, oh, everybody's stupid.
That ding dong hello.
I was like, y'all just, she was shitting on y'all just too long ago, but whatever. Yeah. Whatever. But I could see Bayley losing to EO because I don't know if EO's run has been by design or not. It's been a very, like, quiet women's championship run. And I want to see her get, like, a real run. And beating Bayley could then thrust her to the front. Because damage control needs to be
strong. Because they're new.
Yeah.
This iteration is new.
And whatever Dakota Kai's place in this is, which I think she'll side with Bayley in the long run and maybe turn on her later. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure those things out, but I can't see Io or Kabuki losing at WrestleMania.
She could be the double agent that turns on Bayley.
She could be.
And why she loses at Mania. I wouldn't mind that.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And the men's Elimination Chamber, Drew Mack, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul. Trips already said, all right, there's no Rock at this.
Right.
Cody's not in a match.
No, he's doing the Grayson Waller
thing. Grayson Waller thing. Rollins not in a match, doing the Grayson Waller thing. But Rock's not there. It looks like there's no presence at all of the Bloodline. It's tough because I don't know. Is this where they announce a challenge for like night one tag match?
I don't know. I don't know the direction they're going right now. We haven't even got a chance to talk about the Rock's promo.
Oh, let's do it right now before we get into this match.
I didn't like it. And not because it was
It picked
bad.
Up steam. It was corny at first.
I said this on Busted Open and we got a million callers when I said this. I was like, this is the Rusty Rock. Like, he's rusty. He was rusty at being a heel. And, you know, some people will say, you know, heels never use logic in their arguments. But the Rock used to always find a way to do that. What I hated about this promo was the sports analogy because it was dumb. Like, you lose and you want to get a rematch? Motherfucker, I won the Royal Rumble. I get to do whatever the fuck it is that I want. And if you talked about the 49ers losing and wanting a rematch. Well, if I win
the next year, yeah.
It was a bad analogy. Yeah,
if I win next year and I win the NFC Championship, yes, I'm going to get a rematch.
I feel like they gave The Rock free reign and then he went out there and just kind of blanked with that. Because if he would have led with Michael Jordan and shitted on y'all for years, he would have got the heat he desired. But he gave us a promo that I felt like was really off base at first.
Yeah, but then he hit his stride when he started talking about the fat dude, herpes off his lip. He played the hits.
It's easy to lean on that crutch, right? Like, and it's okay. And the other part about that promo that was weird is like he shits on the 49ers and what's Roman's favorite team?
Yeah.
The 49ers. So it was like there was a lot of weird things going on with that promo.
I don't like the vest. Mixing Hollywood Rock and then Asshole Nation Rock into
I need Hollywood Rock. That's it. Yeah. I just need Hollywood.
And Rock came out and did the goosebumps shit. Like,
you're a heel.
You're a heel. Don't show me your goosebumps.
It was a rusty promo that was just, I feel like they're doing this week to week, trying to navigate this. And this promo was very indicative of, we still don't know exactly what we're doing at WrestleMania. Because they gave us 20 minutes of nothing.
Biding time.
Because it ended and I was like, I know absolutely nothing. And not in a good way. Because I learned absolutely nothing at the press conference. Yeah. But now I'm here and I'm watching The Rock kind of overshadow Roman and then shit on Cody. And now it's becoming a Rock and Cody feud rather than Cody and Roman. Like, what exactly are we doing here?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some clarity soon, but I thought The Rock was crazy rusty with this promo.
It wasn't great. I mean, the fact that
he was stumbling over his words in the beginning.
And I get he has his own writers. He kind of like comes in. If you're going to bring The Rock in, you got to let The Rock be The Rock. But they're taking a lot of time and a lot of shine away from Roman.
Yeah. And maybe so by design, but I personally don't think so. Given how this is turned, because they're also just completely forgetting that, hey man, Cody gave you his spot a couple weeks ago. What is going on? right? And that's why the WWE completely retconned it. They saw that segment on SmackDown because Cody legitimately gives Rock his spot. Rock and Roman have the stare down, and then the internet melts down.
Yep.
And now they're acting like that segment never happened.
Cody's like, give me my spot back.
Right. And The Rock is acting like that never happened because you whispered something in Cody's ear. You didn't reference it. Maybe you shouldn't have, but it was all really strange.
You should be mad that he took the spot away.
Well, yeah, but I think the whole...
I guess he blamed the fans in that promo. I get it.
Maybe the Cody crybabies. They still haven't made shirts, which is wild to me. But yeah,
they got to get the merch going.
I don't think they know what they're doing for Mania yet. I think we're gonna know what Seth is doing with the Elimination Chamber. We're going to know his opponent. But I still think last Friday, I think they were still like going back and forth and like what we're doing. And I'll bet my whatever's in my wallet that this conversation is boiling down to creative and TKO. TKO wants The Rock. Big splash, biggest thing we could possibly do. Hunter, and they're like, I get what you want, but you got to respect the fans.
Yeah.
And
they got two nights. They're probably jostling for which night is what.
Well, I think the tag match is almost pointless.
No, but whatever Rock does.
Yeah.
Say if there's not a tag match, right? Like, say if Cody wins night one and then The Rock's like, no, you gave me that spot. I'm challenging you. You beat Roman, but I'm the top of the bloodline. It's me and you, and you have to have Rock versus Cody.
I'm not interested like, in that at
regardless.
All.
It's stupid, but you could play it off. But if they want Rock to be in the main event on night two and they're not budging, then you're in a pickle.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Because Cody, at this point, has to be in the main event on night two.
Yes, Cody won. Like, Cody is so over, right? Like, he's so stupid. Over. I don't know if anybody saw the clip of, I think last week, Jay's like laying in the corner.
Yeah.
And Cody's up there and Jay's like, fuck it. Whoa. Yeah. Like,
because they cut Cody's music.
Yeah.
By mistake. And then Cody was just like, he was getting up to do the whoa and they cut it right beforehand. And then the crowd just kept singing it. So he was just like, whoa. And then Jay is like beat up and he's just,
so, whoa. So the question becomes, as over as Cody is and you have The Rock, how do you prevent The Rock from overshadowing or diminishing Cody? Because Cody can't beat The Rock on the mic.
The Rock has to understand and they're keeping them away from each other, which is great. And there's history, and you can adjust the whisper, and you can do what everyone else does and bring up Dusty and all that stuff. So there is a promo between the two. Cody just has to be passionate. You don't want to get in a war of words. You're not Punk. You're not going to berate The Rock. Like, you just got to be passionate, and then Rock will play whatever
stick he has. John Cena was the only one that could pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, Cena and Punk did pretty damn good. Punk
was good, but Punk was also very... He wasn't the baby face in that feud.
Yeah.
Whereas Cena was, and he nuked The Rock a couple times.
Yeah.
Like with the written word. Yeah, like Cena's one Rock of the only people like off the cuff that can get with The Rock. Yeah.
Don't even try. Just be passionate. Yeah. Let The Rock do his shit. But I would say for Cody in this, and Rock has to look at him, and Rock is now not just a guy they brought in from Hollywood, right? He's not Brock Lesnar. He's not Goldberg in this situation. You're now part of the board. You have a reason to care about the future of this company and TKO. You have to do what's best for business. And you have to know the week after Mania is the start of my UFL season. And then probably I'm recording two more movies with Kevin Hart after this. I'm definitely going on a press tour for Moana 2, which is coming out in November. Like, I'm doing all this other shit. I need to make sure that we make somebody, because so far it's just Roman at the top. And I got to do everything in my star power here to make Cody. And I think he's smart enough to realize that. Before it was about him and Roman.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you make Roman bigger? That's always the bloodline head of the table feud was Roman's really big, but what's Roman's zenith? And beating The Rock would take him to as high as he'll ever be. But he's naturally cooled off. Because he hasn't been around as much. And another guy is really fucking hot. So how do we get him close to Roman status? Because Roman's not around every week. All right, you got to propel him.
Rock is just getting in the way. Like, he's in the way of this Roman-Cody feud.
Yeah.
And
they never needed him now.
They didn't. If they were going to do this, they should have did it last year.
Panicked? Yeah. Because Punk got hurt.
Yep.
Because Lesnar got named in the Vince shit.
They needed
itself.
Some good shit to make people forget about Vince.
Panicked. Rock was like, I got you. And they're like, fuck it, you got us. And then that led to worse headlines.
Yep.
And then they were like, well, let's spin this. But having the Rock around is never bad for Vince.
No, it's not bad. I just got to figure out exactly how they're going to do it. I'm still not convinced. I still have people in my mentions for saying this on Busted Open. Still not convinced the Rock could work a full match and that crowd won't shit all over it.
Yeah, hence a tag match is ideal.
But even a tag match, like, what are the stakes? Like, to just do a tag match, what are the stakes? We also got to remember, it's Philadelphia. Philadelphia crowds are unforgiving. If it sucks.
At least it's a little mania in that Philly. Like, a lot of people are traveling. Yeah.
No, that's true. It's just, if that match isn't good for whatever reason, and it headlines, because think about this, whatever Gunther's doing is going to slap. It's going to be a great match.
Crazy.
They're going to set up a bunch of great wrestling matches. It's not as sports entertainment as it was 4 or 5 years ago. There's a big, heavy wrestling element to what they do. And you have to stick the landing. Like, you have to, whatever this is, it could be a brief match, but it has to work within the confines of what it is, or else that crowd is not going to. They have already been booing The Rock out of the building.
Yeah, you can do a tag match where maybe it's tornado tag, so you don't need as much. You can do, like, shenanigans or people getting beat up on the outside. You get much like Kevin Owens versus Stone Cold.
But see, that was such a surprise, right? Like, yeah, that was a surprise.
But the match ended up being good.
Yeah, because it was a bunch of bullshit. But that's how that's Stone Cold's style, though.
It is.
It leans directly into his style ever since he had the neck and the knee injuries. He wrestled a brawler style. Rock's not a brawler.
No.
Like, I posed this question on Busted Open, and there was a bunch of people that was like, why does this matter? Can The Rock do a kip up in 2024?
No. Why would he attempt that in 2024?
Because that's his theme.
It's like some things in your arsenal, you got to put that away.
But I'm saying, if he can't do a kip up, like, we're losing a big agility part of The Rock. That athletic version of The Rock is not there. What is his style? Because the kip-up was such a huge part of a rock bottom rollover kip-up. Give the eyebrow to the crowd, do the people's elbow. People ate that shit up.
Yeah.
The Rock attempts to do a kip-up and, like, tears apart
everything.
And the fans are like, oh, man. Yeah.
Every abdominal.
Like, he ain't Ric Flair, but I'm just saying. There's a point in time where the matches become sad rather than enjoyable.
He's not old man Taker sad.
No.
And even then, old man Taker became a brawler, wore the UFC gloves, and was like, yo, I'm slowing down. Shut the hell up. But Rock got to do that. Like, a tag match protects him more than any other match. It would have been a million interferences. People would shit on it. It would have been horrible.
Who wins the tag match and how? Who gets pinned?
No, you pin Seth Rollins.
You can't pin the champion.
Cody ain't getting pinned.
Okay, keep going. How do you get out of this?
You think Rock takes it?
I'm just saying.
You saw me fantasy book this like a week ago, but I'm not confident in it. You want me to say this again?
Yeah.
You go into the tag match in night one, and then you go through the whole thing, and this whole time Rock has been big brothering Roman and all this stuff, but Roman just let him in so that he could beat the shit out of Rock. And when you get in there, Roman turns on Rock. That's how Rock gets pinned. And then Roman walks off with Paul Heyman in the bloodline, throws up the one and said, I'm the tribal chief. I'm the head of this table. I told you, we're not buddy-buddy. And you leave that for future if possible. If not, no payoff. But he turned on The Rock, gets nuclear heat for night two. And The Rock, when he leaves, is a babyface because he's not leaving as a heel. He leaves as babyface, tells Cody, I'm sorry. Cody's like, don't worry about it. I'll get him for you tomorrow. And Cody goes, and now, nope, I guess all puns intended, do it for The Rock.
Yeah, see,
that's why he did it for The Rock. That's what he's going to say the night too. And you make Roman, because Roman has no heat right now, besides just being Roman Reigns. But turning on The Rock, who's still beloved, after The Rock gave you his blessing and he's been talking shit and it's all about family and don't talk to Roman, that's my family too. And Roman turning his back on Rock night one and them losing, money. Hit The Rock with a spear, walk out the ring, back, and then Seth pins Rock because Seth don't give a fuck. Cody's not going to pin Rock. But Seth pins Rock, Roman walks away, turns on him, Paul Heyman's laughing, he's laughing, and said, it was always me, I'm the head of the table. You know Rock talk, or Roman talks to the camera. I'm the head of the table. This is my family. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes off, and then night two is even bigger. That's the only way I see you getting out of this.
Yeah. I don't know. You might be right. I don't know.
I don't have another idea. So if I'm wrong, I don't know what else there is.
What I feel like needs to happen, and the Jimmy and Jay match is significant.
Yeah.
Because it's the family, right?
Jay got to take Jimmy out of here.
And we need Rikishi. Like, we need the entire family.
About Rikishi.
I'm very adamant about this because dad has to get involved as his son squabbles, right? Like,
special guest referee.
Whatever he is, he just needs to be involved because
the pop when that music hits, if he's special guest referee.
Like, whatever he is, it's huge. But there is a segment. There's going to be a segment. If Rikishi's, there's going to be a segment when they're all in the ring together.
Yeah.
All Rock, Roman, Heyman, Solo, Jimmy J, Rikishi, right? Go ahead and throw Rock's daughter in there.
Yeah.
Because I said this last year, like, I want to see Ava Rae acknowledge her father and be involved in, like, yo, this is.
What is Tamina doing? Throw Tamina over.
This family business.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to, but the only problem with
this
is.
Line everyone else, everyone up in the front row. Like, it's the.
Yeah. This is, but the only problem with this is it overshadows Cody.
Again,
you have to be very careful at how you pull it together.
Oh, I thought you meant during the Usos match.
No. I'm talking about in the buildup to all this, because there's no way that The Rock cannot acknowledge that Jimmy and Jay are feuding.
No, yeah.
Right? There's no way that, because Rikishi's relationship with The Rock and Roman's relationship with Rikishi and Solo being the younger brother. Like,
no, you got to say your brother turned his back on this family. You got to go make him come
and
down.
I don't know how. Do they just ignore that Naomi's back? Like, that's Jimmy's wife. Like, we have these things somehow have to be acknowledged in a family feud kind of way. And I think it makes everything more interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, just Cody's like, y'all all fucked up. Like, this is all fucked up family. Me and my dad, we're not fucked up. Yeah, I beef with my brother and another. Like, somebody, a caller we had asked if AEW had loaned Dustin to WWE. I was like, absolutely not. Tony Khan's like, there's no way I'm going to help.
They wouldn't let him work an angle.
Hell, but no.
Do you think they... He's going to go.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll be in a booth. Do you think they'll let him be like...
No.
Crowd, like, for the hug after Cody wins?
Maybe that's like about show on camera far as shit? It goes. Like, that's as far... Because Tony's not that vindictive, right? Tony just be like, no, you can't use my talent to get...
No, of course. They're not going to do anything.
But there's a lot here with family that I think if they lean into it hitting an out of Elimination Chamber... Makes it so much better. I still don't like the idea of a tag match. I still, it's like, whatever. But they can make this really interesting with all these people involved. And then it bleeds over into, like, next year. Well, not the next year. The next 6 months with SummerSlam and everything else. They have something. We'll just see if they can find it.
A lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Elimination Chamber match itself, then Drew Mack, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul.
Who gets eliminated first?
Logan Paul.
Do you know that Logan Paul is WWE 2K24 rating is a 90? Do you know what Gunther's rating in 2K24 is?
87.
A 90.
Is it?
Logan Paul and Gunther have the same rating in WWE 2K24.
It's a fucking video game. I get it.
Logan Paul has a higher rating than LA Knight.
Yeah, I mean, the man has a prime.
Logan Paul has a higher rating than Kevin Owens. Logan Paul has a higher rating than Bobby Lashley.
Sami Zayn?
Yes. Logan Paul has one of the highest ratings in the video game. Still, I say that to say this. I don't think he's getting eliminated first.
He's getting eliminated first. It's like that one guy that they just gave, like, every Tony Hawk pro skater had, like, a 7 or 8-year-old who had, like, a stupid rating. who ended up being dope, but like, you know, like it's a nostalgia thing. Like, cool.
I think,
or it's a hype beast thing in this case.
I think Kevin Owens is getting eliminated first. Kevin Owens or Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley has no business in this match.
No, but he's big and he's going to put people through the doors. I know, but
they're going to have to team up to get rid of him. Because you remember, usually the first elimination is like six finishing moves on one person.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to happen to Bobby Lashley, then Kevin Owens, then Logan Paul. Logan's going to have to do, I know he's thinking about now, what fucking stunt can I do in this chamber match? He needs whatever that moment is. But this chamber, for a lot of people, is cut and dry. For a lot of people, it's Drew McIntyre. Because he's been excellent.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. For one reason and one reason only. Who's pinning Randall Keith Orton? The motherfucker has been pinned since he came back. They didn't put him one-on-one with Roman to protect him for a reason. He hasn't been pinned yet. So if Drew does pin
him. Drew got to pin him. Off the, on the Randy Hope spot. Because, you know, anywhere you go overseas, they love the established wrestlers.
I'm saying.
So they're going to go nuts.
Randy's going to be that dude. Like,
Drew got to catch him on some sneaky. Like, Randy pins Lashley real quick. Boom. Get him out of here.
I just don't know, because they kind of blew their load doing the Drew-Seth match earlier. They shouldn't have done it. They should have saved it to now, but obviously they didn't know
Punk. Long ago. Yeah,
they didn't know Punk was going to get hurt. Obviously,
it's long enough ago. It's a whole different Drew McIntyre.
Maybe.
It's a whole different character, a whole different gimmick.
I just, if Randy, like, who's pinning LA Knight? I think this is where you set up LA Knight versus Logan Paul for the US title.
I think KO got to be involved in that then.
Maybe. Maybe. But I feel like LA Knight and Logan Paul is the match at WrestleMania. I feel like those two. With Logan Paul's juice and as over as LA Knight is. And yeah, Logan's here for a good time, not for a long, long time. He's been doing very well with his title. But you could put on LA Knight and everybody's like, perfect. I feel like you set that up. And that means Logan Paul is probably going to be the one to eliminate LA Knight.
I'm not mad at that. I would say, this is wild. This is my producer Cole Bebe just swinging for the fences.
Oh, shit.
Fantasy booking. This is where he gets maniacal and he rubs his hands. And he gives the laugh. I'm channeling my producer Cole Bebe right now. Kevin Owens isn't making it into this cage.
Who's taking him out?
It'll be a mystery. Or Logan will do it. But he's not making it into the chamber. He's not. He'll be jumped somewhere between the first and second match, and he will not be cleared to go in the chamber, and he would be pissed. And Logan and LA Knight will have the feud in the chamber probably, and they can do whatever. And if you want that to be a triple threat, you make Logan jump him, and then you could throw Kevin Owens into that for Mania and whatever and go through it. And also, they really fucking like Logan Paul. So if it's a triple threat, and for some reason LA Knight pins Kevin Owens, like, yeah, you can get the belt off of Logan without him taking a pin if you need to. Logan will eat a pin, but I'm just saying that it's very possible. So, but Kevin Owens isn't making it in here. The winner is not on this six. I like Drew. I like Randy.
Oh, yeah.
The winner's not
here.
Are
you going to do Sammy?
Sammy Zayn is going to take Kevin Owens' spot in this match. Yes. And he's been cutting all these promos and Drew has been berating him and they're building Sammy back up. I think saving it and getting that pop when he was supposed to be the underdog last year and everything, and he missed out on his opportunity. It's exactly a year later. It was at Elimination Chamber when he had his last opportunity. Sami Zayn steps in for his best bud, Kevin Owens, goes into the chamber and he pins Drew at the end and he gets his shot at Seth Rollins at Mania.
I mean, yeah, you did go into your bag of tricks.
Deep there. Into the bag.
I never liked that Sammy lost his opportunity to get in the chamber in the first place. I thought he should have immediately been in the chamber. So the idea
building
of
that epitome of the underdog, he's cutting promos in the empty arenas.
He just has had a ton of momentum lately to win this match.
In this feud with Knock.
But he's, which is,
we got cheated out of.
Yeah.
By Drew, right?
Yeah, right?
I can't remember. I think Drew cost him.
But the idea of Sami Zayn winning the Elimination Chamber is what I wanted in the first place. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I wouldn't be mad if they did it, right? Because, like, again, we see
you end the night with a pop.
Yeah, and Sami is still that guy, right? Like, Seth versus Drew sounds good, but it sounds good for, like, Battleground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like one of those pay-per-views. It doesn't sound like a WrestleMania match. Mm-hmm. Sami versus Seth, it feels like Seth is that guy, right? Like, he's the champ, the working champ, and Sammy's here to finally get his title opportunity. And the build to that, if you put Sami in that position, boy, he's going to have everybody on his side. Like, everybody's going to root to see him win.
And Drew's going to be pissed, and he's probably going to wrestle Sami in between then. And then if Sami wins and Seth gets some time off, Drew's right there. That's his first.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. My question goes, what is Randy Orton doing at WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Because he is over right now.
Yeah. What's AJ Styles doing? He has a whole little storyline going, too.
I mean, yeah, whatever. But it's like,
he's just pissed.
Yeah, it's just buff-ass AJ is like
angry.
Yeah, it's like, man,
stop. Set the Good Brothers back down to NXT so they can get some edge.
I was happy that they sent them because they have been doing nothing.
Nothing. But they've been like hunky-dory. He's just been mean-mugging them. Like,
yeah, he's on that secret juice. He's mad. Yeah,
so now he sent them down. They got an edge. They beat the shit out of everyone. Like, they're coming back as a crew.
Yeah, I don't. Like, AJ's WrestleMania, I don't know. I feel like Randy's been that guy. Again, when he showed up, it was like it was a stare down with Roman and people like, yeah. And then it was like, let's turn this into a four-way because we don't want to get Randy pinned this soon. And it's hard for
Randy
me to
and
see.
Drew at Mania would be good.
They've done this. They've had their matches, though. So
not recently.
Who is Gunther wrestling is the real question.
Add something.
Is it Randy Orton?
There's going to be rain. That's a good notch on the belt.
I'm just looking at the landscape of who Gunther could work. And I'm looking at Randy Orton not necessarily needing to win, but he can't lose anybody that
is not going to help.
Yeah. Randy versus Gunther, I feel like, is a tremendous match.
I like that match.
They're on two different brands.
Are they?
Gunther's?
No, they're both Raw.
Randy's on Raw?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it.
I don't give a fuck. All right, so let's make it work.
Yeah, Randy's on Raw.
So that's the match I want to see. Drew is, Drew and Randy, I don't need to see. Drew's already worked Gunther last year at WrestleMania. Tremendous. Where the fuck is Sheamus, by the way? But
I don't know. He posted that he was working out and coming back or something.
And did I miss it? Like, Andrade came back, and I haven't seen him since?
They promo every time on Raw. I think he watched on Hulu.
Okay.
But, they've been doing promo packages for him.
Okay.
Well, yeah. He put on the skull mask this week with the white.
Yeah, I watched it on
Hulu. Again?
I had to watch it on Hulu because I had to do Busted Open at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, no, they're giving him, like, talking promo packages.
All right. Well, yeah. Give me Gunther versus Randall Keith Orton. I'm going to use his full name because that's how big he is. He's big enough to have a full name. Randy's huge.
Randy's going to... Like, if Randy wants to come back and show out...
That's what I'm saying.
Gunther doesn't have bad match.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Randy got to go.
Like, this is a match that I want to see. It's the one... Because I can't think of anybody left that Gunther hasn't beat.
Damn, I really like that match. So this Randy, you just can't play the hits. And you talk to everyone, any old school wrestler. Like, someone from the 90s through, like, 2010, they all say, like, yo, Randy Orton's one of the best.
Yes.
Or he makes everything look easy. He does all... Okay, but when you come down, like, yo, what is his bangers? Like, there's not, like, a ton there,
no,
right?
No, I mean, yo, he shall not be named when he beat Benoit for the title. Yeah,
but... And, I mean, he's had good match, but...
Yeah, no, he hasn't had, like, that... I mean, you know, the feud with Edge.
Greatest wrestling match ever. That was a really good match.
It was great until they said it was the greatest match. And everybody was like, yeah, you shouldn't say that. But Randy versus Gunther, at this point of Randy's career, it's a tremendous match. And that way, if Randy is to lose in Elimination Chamber and pivot to that, I'm here for it.
Cool. Yeah. No, I agree. I think, damn, I really like that match now. Yeah, I don't know what the hell Drew's going to do. He's, you know what, just show up to WrestleMania and look surly.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there's...
Do a run-in on the winner of Seth and Sami, which is my pick. Like, do something. But no, like, yeah, and no, I really like Randy versus Gunther.
So if you ask
me... They wanted Brock, and that was like a legend thing.
Yeah.
Give him another legend.
if you ask me what I believe is going to happen, I believe Drew is going to win the chamber.
Okay. That just makes it easy.
Yeah. I believe Drew's going to win the chamber. He's going to beat Randy, and then Randy's hopefully going to move into the feud with Gunther. But if you ask me what I want Sammy to win, which your scenario is the only way we can get him in the chamber.
It's the only way it can happen. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, and him beating Drew would be huge. And still, we're moving Randy into the Gunther match.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. Randy got shit else to do.
I don't... We've already seen Seth.
I'm sold on that.
Seth and Randy have already had their match. It is the greatest RKO we've ever witnessed in person. I don't need to... They don't need to do it again right now.
No.
I need to see Randy versus Gunther. That's my match.
Drew can just be pissed for a month with Sammy and...
Yeah, where's my WrestleMania moment?
Yeah, come sit and do commentary. I don't know. They'll put you on the show.
Chase Sammy Zayn. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, Sammy got to win that. Like, this is the belt for him, and it's a year later, but they could build all that right back up pretty damn quick.
Yeah, I mean, if Sammy Zayn were to end up in that match, though, I'm not going to say how, because I can see how. Feels like it would have to main event night one.
No, it'll open night two.
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm pretty sure they're doing that tag match night one.
I mean, they've set up the promos with them two looking at each
other. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure night one is a tag match. Night two, Seth opens, Roman, Cody closes.
I don't want it.
They're booked into a corner. Rock is getting his dough. Rock is going to wrestle.
I mean, he's toothpaste out of the tube. You've already had him cutting promos. You can't just have him disappear.
Yeah, like, what, he's going to do nothing? So, yeah, no, it's a wrap. Yeah. So, that's cool. And
sure.
It might not be the greatest night one main event, but that's all right. Last year, night one was a banger. Night two was kind of like, let's switch it, if anything.
I'm trying to remember. Night one was Logan Paul, Seth Rollins?
Yeah. And then we had Gunther.
That was night two.
Gunther was night two?
I'm pretty sure it was. Because when was Omos and Brock Lesnar? Was that night one or night two?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
That's all the shit blends together.
Yeah, yeah. I know we had a blast night one. Night two, you guys came back. Because I didn't go to night two. I watched from the crib.
Oh, that's right.
You guys went to night two, and I was like, yo, I didn't miss anything. Like, I felt okay. Like, I was like, I'm good. I just watched from the Airbnb.
Was Charlotte and Rhea night two? Charlotte and Rhea was night two. You did miss something. That was a great match.
I wasn't, like, too caught up in it. I was like, okay. So, yeah, and I mean, we'll see how it all plays out. I'm trying to pull up like night one and night two from last year. But I think in an ideal world, both would be bangers this year, right? Like, if you had two great nights, like, cool.
It's WrestleMania XL. It has to be big.
I don't know. It could rain and it could be shitty.
That would suck.
Like, we're not even thinking about that.
I mean,
night one, Theory Cena opened. Street Profits won a tag, Fatal Four tag match. Rollins, Logan, Paul was night one.
Ray and Dominic.
Ray and Dominic, Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky versus Damage Control. Rhea versus Charlotte, night one. McAfee, Miz. Is that where?
Yeah, that's where Shane came out.
Shane, yeah.
And Snoop
tore his whole shit.
Snoop was like,
that was
fuck
amazing.
It.
And then Owen Zane versus the Usos.
Okay.
Night one, we went home happy.
So, yeah, night two was the Gunther triple threat match. You missed
that. Okay. I missed that. That was bad. But Lesnar almost opened night one.
That was fun.
Shayna and Ronda won the tag team match.
Yeah.
Gunther, Sheamus, Drew, banger. Bianca, Asuka. All right.
Pretty good. Bianca had an incredible entrance that night.
Yeah. Snoop. Wait. No, Snoop misses night two.
Oh, that was night two?
Yeah. So McAfee just coming back and he beat the Miz, I guess, was night one. It was 3 minutes. And then Edge defeated Demon Finn.
Oh, that's where Finn split his head.
Yeah. And so that was kind of anticlimactic. And then Roman beats Cody.
And sent everybody home unhappy.
Happy. Yeah. So they did not want to wait for it to play out. So yeah, no, night one was definitely the highlight of last year. I think both nights have a good chance of being good this year if you temper expectations for a possible tag match. But we should know more. Grayson Waller effect might have the most impact on WrestleMania out of this whole thing.
Maybe.
Who knew?
Grayson Waller effect.
He's back home too, Dre.
I know.
Let the man get some shine. Him and Austin Theory out there. And they're going to get their ass whipped, by the way. Because you don't think Cody and Seth are going to be physical? This Austin Theory going to say something slick. They're going to beat the hell out of both of them. Sure. And crowd would cheer. So We'll watch that bright and early on Saturday. You'll watch it when the hell you wake up. And
is it Saturday morning or Sunday morning?
I think it's Saturday morning.
Oh, geez.
Top Rank Boxing also has a card at 2 a.m. from Japan. So I might as well watch both of them and just stay up. So that'll be my Saturday. And then I'll go to the gym, come home and sleep. So that's going to be really fun. We appreciate you all for listening. Hopefully you guys agree with us. If you don't, let us know on the socials. Follow us everywhere. If you're listening to this, where you listen to normal podcasts, like and subscribe. Give us a review. Those help a ton. If you're not on Patreon, like I said before to start the show, what are you waiting for? This week's hip hop show is fire. Make sure you guys get on that. Everyone that is on there, thank you. Thank you. We really, really appreciate you. Everyone in the booth holding it down. Blue Wire Studios here in Wynn Resort in Vegas. For myself, the old man Andreas Hale. Till next time, we're out.
Peace.